This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, October 5th. Well, wheat markets yesterday were weaker. We saw Chicago down, but not quite as low as Friday's low, whereas Kansas City and Minneapolis did reach Friday's low. So just general pressure across the wheat space yet again yesterday. For corn and beans, fairly quiet. Those two markets are pacing sideways, especially corn, more in a flat type of market, which is impressive considering we're cutting a pretty big size corn crop. It looks like farmer selling is very light in corn and beans, and it appears that they're filling up their own storage capacity before they start to move product to town. So I would expect that the cash pressure is not really going to show up until you get into the later stages of harvest. That might be a drag somewhat on the wheat space, but by itself, the wheat market, I think, is dealing with the increasing success that Ukraine is having moving grain out of the country. They're moving the ships along the humanitarian corridor, which is basically hugging the shorelines of the Western Black Sea. But there is some talk, you know, Ukraine's putting out this idea that they expect Russia is going to try to stop this, that Russia will probably secretly mine the waters near the ports of Ukraine. And of course, that would target civilian ships, but it would make it look like it was Ukraine that had planted the mines instead of Russia, which makes no sense because, of course, why would Ukraine mine their own waters other than to keep Russian ships out? So it's that's what Ukraine is suggesting Russia has in mind. Ukraine is also reporting that they expect winter grain plantings to be down a bit this fall because of dry weather. And that's something we've been monitoring here over the last couple of weeks. It's just been trending dry across Ukraine, southern Russia, which is Russia's primary exporting region. So these are things to keep in mind, could have longer term effects, but there's not a lot of correlation between a dry fall and the end of the production season. If you get good rains in the spring, it's a completely different ballgame. There is some talk that Turkey is planning to host a group of national security advisors to come up with some sort of peace plan for Ukraine. We'll see how that goes, but Ukraine has been pretty clear about what their peace plan is, and it's not really up for negotiation by other foreign leaders. We are looking at the European Union, COSERL, which is a crop monitoring service there. They are lowering EU wheat, soft wheat production, about 1.5 million tons from their June estimate, taking it down to 141 million tons. Coming back to weather, we're looking here in the United States at a short stint of rain coming across southern Midwest, eastern Midwest. That is expected to move out quickly and come back with dry weather, but it's going to cool down quite a bit, so that'll slow down the drying rate. Expected to see some freezing up in the far north that will likely end any remaining growing season for them. So fall is here, finally. It's been pretty warm across much of the country, but we are seeing some rains that have come through the Central Plains, Southern Plains, Midwest. So, you know, it's certainly helping with the moisture situation across key areas of winter wheat region. So I think that the winter wheat should get off to a better start this year. We'll see where that takes us. But so far, it's not near the kind of drought that we've experienced over the last couple of years. So that is encouraging, at least from a production standpoint. In the Southern Hemisphere, we still see Argentina and Australia trending dry. Time is running out for their winter wheat crops, but we don't see any relief really in the two-week forecast. In Brazil, continuing with those weather patterns as well, where southern Brazil gets more rain and northern Brazil is tending to dry down again. This is an issue that's been ongoing for a couple months now, and it's going to slow down soybean plantings, which slows down the second season corn crop. It also is spelling trouble and has spelled trouble for a while for their wheat crop. So it's expected that Brazil will probably buy anything available from Argentina, which themselves are coming in with a short wheat crop. So, you know, the situation in Southern Hemisphere is certainly bullish for the wheat space. It's just that the improved prospects of Black Sea movement is what's keeping a lid on this market. And we're seeing a great deal of selling coming out of Russia, which is continuing to hamper the wheat market as well. But longer term, we're still looking at tight supplies from the major exporters, stocks to use near record lows. It's not a long-term bearish situation, but short-term, obviously the market has struggled to get any kind of traction here. You know, we're pacing sideways after a push down following Friday's reports, but we haven't been able to get back. We haven't regained those losses. We got about half of them back Monday, Tuesday, and we've given much of that back again. So the market is struggling here. Seasonally, we're normally putting in a high right around this time window. Because the market has gone contra-seasonal, I would be looking for it to carve out some kind of a low in this time window. But the upside, I think, is going to be limited simply because, you know, you haven't had any reaction in a normal positive seasonal, and you're still looking at big exports coming out of the Black Sea. It's going to offset some of those losses from the Southern Hemisphere. But as long as Russia has a lot of wheat and it's moving it, it's going to keep world prices under pressure and thus keep futures under pressure as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.